States like Wisconsin and Georgia have been in the news lately for deleting hundreds of thousands of names off their voter lists. Election officials call it list maintenance, scrubbing names of people who have moved or passed away, while critics call it voter purging, risking removing eligible voters by accident. But here in Illinois, there's no way a statewide purge like that will even happen. That's according to Matt Dietrich, a spokesman for the Illinois State Board of Elections.
It only happens locally here, and it really is an ongoing process that's done constantly.
Here's how it works. To verify if a voter is still an Illinois resident, local election authorities will look to ERIC for help. That's not a person. That's an acronym for the Electronic Registration Information Center. It's used by Illinois and 32 other states. The states basically tell each other who has moved in or out of their state so that nobody can vote in two different states.
ERIC is probably the best tool that any state can have for maintaining accurate voter rolls.
Another way election authorities check if voters are legitimate is through death records. Those come from the State Department of Health or the Social Security Administration. But how this is done is up to each local county. Ogle County, Northern Illinois, had 7,000 votes cast this past primary election. How did they clean up their rolls? County Clerk Laura Cook explains.
We're small enough to where we read the obituary and we can find out that way too.
Still, people do move around a lot, and she says the workload can pile up. Cook complains that her office is now being asked to do even more without additional funding. For instance, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law last year the option of a permanent vote-by-mail system. So now you don't have to keep applying for a mail-in ballot for every single election. Ogle County had to send out applications for it starting August 10th. By that time, the county had done a voter purge, but they hadn't verified all the new names who got the vote-by-mail application.
We sent out about 3,200 of them, and like I said, we're still getting a couple hundred back where people have moved or their address has changed.
Cook says this has not only made the process of verifying addresses longer, but it's also cost the county $23,000.
And it's already unfunded, you know, a mandate they've given us where we have to, you know, pay for the postage, we have to pay for the processing, we have to pay for the paper. So it's quite expensive for us.
About 100 miles east, the Chicago Board of Elections was getting a head start on sending permanent vote-by-mail applications out to their nearly 1.5 million registered voters. Max Bever with the Chicago Board of Elections says they sent out the applications, along with voter registration cards, in April. They already have 100,000 people who have signed up.
We're lucky in Illinois that we have many, many more options for people to vote, even if they need to make a change or if they've made, you know, a small mistake, that they can still vote rather than that vote being completely thrown out.
Bever says because of permanent vote-by-mail registration and same-day voter registration, it's hard for an Illinois resident to not be able to vote, even if they've been kicked off a voter roll. All they have to do is vote. Mawa Iqbal, WBEZ News.